Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. You know, we only have music for one guest. He has his own music. He has his own everything. Anyway, it's for Bill O'Reilly. He calls himself a simple man. It's not quite as simple as he thinks. A little bit complicated, actually, but he does have a great song, introduction song on this program, All Things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, well, summer's now coming to an end, although the months of September and October are usually pretty nice in the Northeast, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not packing summer yet. But you and I, you know, we have to work through it. It's not like we're out at Palisades Park amusement area. You know, I get my little beach time in, but I got the stupid phone in my hand and I'm looking and talking to people.
I love these people that write these articles. Some idiot wrote an article not that long ago about me and said, he only works 4 days a week. I'm like, no, I don't. I work 5 days a week.
Yeah, I work 4 days
You take
days
a few
week.
Extra days in the summer. You take time around Christmas. I basically take time around the national holidays, Memorial Day, Labor Day, etc. July 4th, you do the same thing.
Well, I think you're the hardest working guy right now in showbiz with the radio and television. But look, we are a country in the next 2 months that's going to define itself. And I told my
62 days, Bill O'Reilly, is the election.
I told my viewers and listeners on BillO'Reilly.com that, you know, I am going to do an honest job of telling people, number one, what the stakes are, because people don't really understand the profound change that the Biden administration, the Democratic Party, want to impose on them. They don't really get the big picture. They see it day to day, but they're not putting it all together, and if you do, it's damn frightening, because it's a big, colossal government in Washington dictating everything, and I don't think most Americans want to live under that. We never have in this country. World War II might have been an exception, but do we really want politicians telling us what we can and can't do, can and can't have? I mean, it's just ridiculous, but people don't see it the way that I see it. So I'm on a mission here. I'm not telling people to vote for a certain candidate. I don't do that. I never do it. But I am absolutely laying out, if you vote for this person, this will happen. And if you vote for that person, that will happen.
So this is where I think we are.
Yeah.
So we saw the speech at Independence Hall, you know, the home of our Constitution, our Declaration, et cetera, Joe Biden, you know, the dark red Marines in the background, the anger, MAGA Republicans. I mean, I would argue it's right up there, if not the number one, the worst speech ever given by a president.
And we have a poll out that actually confirms exactly what I'm saying by Trafalgar, but that's neither here nor there. Here's what I contend Bill O'Reilly's really going on. If people want to know the real deal, is that Joe Biden can't run on the economy. He can't run on a 40-year high of inflation. He can't run on record high gas prices. Joe Biden can't run. I gave these numbers out earlier today. 56% of Americans are now saying the price increases are causing them financial hardship for their household. Two-thirds of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. Even fake news CNN, parents are struggling. A quote, I left the $25 backpack for my preschooler at the checkout. More than a third of working families can't afford basic needs. They can't run on gas prices. They can't run on secure borders. They can't run on law and order and safety and security. They can't run on improving our America's school system. They can't run on Afghanistan and foreign policy because we're getting run over by pretty much everybody, or war in Europe. So, you know, what do they run on, Bill, except they're going to try and demagogue the Supreme Court decision on abortion and lie about it. They will go to January 6th, MAGA Republicans, that's a Trump attack. And the only other weapon they have in their arsenal is Republicans are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, blah, blah, blah.
Well, right after the Biden speech, which I took time out from my vacation to watch, I wrote a column within the hour called Biden's Battle of the Bulge. So you remember, because you read Killing Patton, that Hitler was done in December of 1944, but he massed his remaining forces, and he attacked the Allies through Belgium, and they were successful pushing back the Allied lines until they ran out of gas. That's exactly what Biden did. So he's desperate. He's got 2 months to try to hold Congress. All the internal polling says that the Democrats will not hold the House. The Senate is still a toss-up. Why it's a toss-up is frightening to me, but we'll get into that later. But anyway, what Biden did was he says, I'm going to run against Trump again. It's Trump. That it's not the Republican Party. They want Trump to be on the ballot November 8th, and they want Americans to be hateful about Donald Trump, and mostly independents who are veering toward Republicans. They want them out of there because Trump is coming back. Trump is a fascist. Trump is the devil. That's what this was all about. It was.
But by the way, how did that play out for Terry McAuliffe, who's not a political novice, Bill? We've known him for years. Smart guy. I disagree with him on politics, but you can't say he's a dumb guy. He got his ass kicked by Youngkin, and he ran, all his entire campaign was about Donald Trump.
Yeah. So let's hope that Americans are smart enough to see through the subterfuge. It was a pretty vile exposition, and Biden, of course, refuted it the next day. You know, I don't know how you do that because you said it, but then he goes, no. But the overarch picture is still millions of Americans are going to vote Democrat, and they're still going to vote for the Democratic Party here in New York, where we are, in Illinois, which is devastated top to bottom. People will still go in and pull a lever for the party that's destroying their states and cities. And to me, I'm sitting there going, what do you need? Okay, you don't like Trump, but Trump is not on the ballot in November. Okay, on the ballot in November is, do you want your freedom or not? So, you know, if you can't come out of the house in Chicago in certain neighborhoods without risking a bullet between the eyes, are you really free? And you're going to vote for the same people that have made that circumstance happen again and again and again? You're going to do that? So that's what frightens me, Hannity, is that there are millions of Americans that don't seem to be learning a lesson.
Let me go to your comment about the Senate. And I think that Kevin McCarthy is going to, I believe, next week unveil what they're calling their commitments to America, which I think is a very smart thing to do. It's 26 years since Republicans took control of the House under Speaker Gingrich, and they had been out in the minority wilderness for 40 years prior to that. And I like the idea of putting your promises down on paper, because then you could be held accountable. It may sound simple, but it's to me, it's significant. I wish the Senate would do the same thing. And you said it's puzzling to you why the Senate is in play. It's not puzzling to me. And if you look at the states that are in play this year, you've got Florida, right? I think Marco Rubio will win, but Florida is always a tough state. You've got Georgia, which now is pretty much a purple state. I don't think there's any denying the demographic shift there. You got North Carolina, Ted Budd. You got South Carolina. You got New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, which is always a tough state for Republicans. You got Wisconsin, another tough state for Republicans. You've got Ohio. You got Missouri. You got Nevada. You got Arizona. If you want to add New Hampshire, Colorado, and Washington State, you can. But they're all bellwether states, Bill. They're all tough states for Republicans to win statewide.
But they shouldn't be. And it's not so much the Republican Party. It's not so much the Republican Party. I'm not demonizing the Republican Party, but those states shouldn't be. For example, Arizona. So Arizona is now besieged by illegal aliens. And the reason it's besieged is because of the Democratic Party.
Bill, and you know what's happened in Arizona as well as I do.
Yeah, and you're going to vote for Kelly?
How many people have migrated from California to Arizona?
Yeah, and
Nevada.
Now they're getting hammered by the out-of-control immigration. But my point is, it's close, and Kelly may win. But I don't understand, if you're living in Arizona, why you would even consider voting for the Democratic Party on any level.
Because I don't understand
that
either.
Is the party of open borders. Why are you doing it?
Makes no sense.
Yes, and that's what concerns me. Because if you're a historian like I am, in every country there are flashpoints, and the people either rise up and correct the things that are hurting the country, or they don't. And if they don't, the things get worse in every single case. And that's the case that has to be made by the Republican Party. This isn't just party politics, abortion, one issue, this issue, that issue. This is a philosophy. The progressive philosophy is do not enforce the law, because the law is bad because minorities suffer.
All right, quick break. More with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. All right, what began with hundreds of people in 2002 is now one of the top 5K events in the entire country today, with about 30,000 people taking part each year on the last Sunday in September. And I'm talking about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their 5K run and walk in New York City. Now, this signature event has inspired about 80 other runs, walks, climbs across our nation, like the annual 5K and walk event in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Now, that community means a lot to the foundation. Hendersonville Police Master Patrol Officer Spencer Bristol joined the department after serving in the U.S. Navy. And after his tragic death in the line of duty, Tunnel to Towers stepped up, paid off their mortgage on his family's home, and proceeds from all of these events, as well as dozens of other golf outings and barbecues across the country, all support the foundation's programs. They need all of us to make this happen. They put everything on the line for us. They're asking for $11 a month. That's a commitment. If all of us do it, they'll be able to take care of every first responder, every vet that needs help. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, we continue with all things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. This election, if Biden is successful and Democrats are successful in making it about anything other than the real issues of the day, because this is the biggest choice election people will have. You either believe in liberty, freedom, capitalism, our Constitution, or you don't. You want lower taxes or higher taxes. It gets that fundamental. Do you want secure borders or do you want open borders? Do you want energy independence or do you want to beg OPEC, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Venezuela? You want a law and order, or do you want to defund the police, dismantle the police, and have no bail laws? Do you want choice in education, or do you want the teachers' unions to keep running things and running the system into the ground? You believe in peace through strength and free and fair trade. To me, it's that fundamental. It's not that complicated. However, if the media, for example, John Fetterman has campaigned a whopping 20 minutes in Pennsylvania. And he's clearly suffering dearly from that stroke. And in all sincerity, I wish him good health. But he's not qualified to be the senator from Pennsylvania. Medically, he's not fit.
Well,
it is transparent. But the media is not going to...
There's a lot of people that don't like Oz, a lot of independents in Pennsylvania. Oz may win, but he's got to be a lot more focused on what he can do for you in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, because he has not won over the hearts and minds. Rubio will win in Florida. I think that the Republicans may take the New Hampshire seat if, again, they target the freedom issue up there. But there doesn't seem to be any... Look, the Democrats are smart to make Trump the issue, even though, if you look back 3 years ago, every single American was much better off economically, socially, every way under Trump than they are under Biden. That's not even a close call. But because Trump is so polarizing and continues to be that, rather than pulling back into a statesman position, which I told him once, I told him 50 times, you have the record, run on the record, throw out the hyperbole, and you will be way ahead, and so will your party. But it isn't happening. And so we're in a nation now that is absolutely divided. But I think everybody listening to us today, if you know Democrats or liberals who are reasonable, engage them in conversation. Try to persuade them.
It's a simple question, Bill. Let me sum it up. Are you better off than you were 2 years ago?
Right.
And the answer is overwhelmingly no.
But see, Reagan was able to sell it. Because he didn't get into the vitriol.
See, you think I should run. That's what you're telling me, right?
I think you should take more vacation, Hannity.
You wouldn't even vote for me, would you? I don't blame you, but you would not
you,
vote for
you
me.
You want to run here on Long Island against that
no.
pinhead Zimmerman?
No, I couldn't be elected dog catcher in any... Although Lee Zeldin is within striking distance
of
Hochul.
He is. And who could vote for Kathy Hochul? What
She's
kind
terrible.
Of moron could vote for her? I mean, a destructive woman.
It is. It's going to be a fascinating year, I'll say that. All right, Mr. O'Reilly, and your book is coming out in the fall. Another bestseller in Killing the Killers. Coming soon, Killing the Legends in your series, your Killing series books. And then immediately after that, it's going to be Killing Hannity.
Yeah, unless you run for Congress on Long Island, then I want you alive.
I can represent you out in your district, wherever that is.
You're in my district, Hannity. We're both in the same district.
I'm not telling anybody where you live, Bill. All right. Bill O'Reilly, All Things Simple Man, thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Your calls are coming right now. How's that? Mark in Texas, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
I'm first-time caller and a long-time listener.
Yes, sir. Welcome aboard. Glad you're in the free state of Texas. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Well, I've just been concerned about how bumbling Biden, you know, and his cohort.
Hey, Mark, you sound like you're on a speaker phone or a Sports Illustrated football phone. Can you pick up the phone?
I'm picking it up, but I'm not on speaker.
Okay, put a little closer. So, there you go.
Let me go to the window here. Okay. My concern is, you know, how the bumbling Biden and his Green John Deere.
I'll tell you what, Mark, the line is just bad. I can't really hear you well. Hang in there. In the meantime, we've got Jim in Georgia. Jim, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing great. How's yourself?
I'm good, sir.
Yeah, good. Yeah, the point I want to make is all of this stuff with Trump was that he wanted to be a dictator, an authoritarian, and all that. And it's really ridiculous on its face, and that he would be the only dictator in the history of the world ever to decentralize the government he was running. It just doesn't make sense. So it just pops the bubble of that whole argument. You talk about his personality and all that. How can you be a dictator when you're decentralizing your central government? It can't happen. It's just stupid.
You know, the fact that so many people get caught up in the personality aspect of Donald Trump.
Yes. Yeah.
If Donald Trump didn't fight, what would the result of the Russia conspiracy hoax, how would that have ended? If Donald Trump didn't fight China and didn't fight Mexico and didn't fight Canada and didn't fight NATO and didn't fight our Western European allies and get freer and fairer trade deals and get Europe to pay their fair share with NATO. I mean, he was fighting for the American people. He's fighting to get the money to build the wall, fighting for energy independence. He had everything he did was a fight. And the fact that the switch doesn't go off at the time that most people would like to see it go off, somehow that's the worst thing in the world to them. My question is, were we better off 2 years ago than we are now? And I think the answer is a simple, overwhelming, incontrovertible yes.
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, our own government, the bureaucracy was fighting him. They called him a racist when he tried to stop the people coming in from COVID when they had all started. It turns out he was right, but nobody's admitted to that. You know, any number of things, he was on the right track. And he's not, they just won't give him credit for it. It's just absurd. People just stop. They don't study what they, you can look at the newsreels. You can see these quotes. Obama and so forth, Hillary, they all wanted a wall or a fence on the southern border 7 years ago. Every one of them.
The Democrats were a little more, they were more obscure and not as honest as they are today. And that's what's kind of a little bit shocking to all this. Everything they really wanted, they never really said, but they hoped they could accomplish, not at the ballot box, not through legislation, but through a judicial fiat or judicial activism. Now they're just outright pushing it. And when they can't get it done legislatively, like student loan forgiveness, they just do what they want anyway. If they can't get new laws as it relates to the border, well, they'll just let them in and not ask any questions and give them preferential treatment.
In the meantime, our kids are dying of fentanyl. It's poisoning.
Well, to the tune and opioids of 300 a week. And I believe some of this is by design. Sure, a lot of it is financial motivation. The other part of it is they're destroying the fabric, the national treasure that is our youth. It's sad. Anyway, Jim, good call. Appreciate it. Joanna is in Arizona. Joanna, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you every day on my way home from work.
Why isn't Blake Masters leading by 10 points out there? I'm having a hard time comprehending that.
Well, you know, Mark Kelly just agreed to debate him. So we shall see what happens after that. I'm sure he will be leading much farther after that debate.
Mark Kelly is basically Chuck Schumer, except he lives in Arizona. There's no difference. He votes with Schumer. He votes with Biden. He votes radical climate alarmist cult every single time. And he's not lifted a finger to do a thing.
He has done nothing for us here in Arizona. Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. He's done absolutely nothing. That's true. I think Kristen Sinema, although I'm very critical of her recent decision, but I think she's shown at least some level of independence that I think is representative of your state.
Absolutely. I'm not a fan, but I have to admit, you know, she did put up a fight along with Manchin for the people of Arizona. But then also on the other hand, we have Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs, and Katie Hobbs has refused to debate Carrie Lake. So why is this happening? Why is Fetterman allowed to not debate Oz? Why is Katie Hobbs not allowed to debate Carrie Lake?
By the way, Raphael Warnock doesn't want to debate Herschel Walker. I mean, Carrie Lake would wipe the floor with her Democratic opponent. Carrie Lake is a force of nature, and I think would make a great governor out in the state of Arizona.
I agree, Sean. So I have a different theory on Biden's Mussolini speech from last week and then the one in Milwaukee on Labor Day. I think he's doing it on purpose with an ulterior motive, because I think he's essentially trying to poke the bear, and the bear is us, the conservatives. I feel like he's antagonizing half of the American populace just to see how far he can push us. So then we become so outraged by his lies that then he's able to incite violence from the right. And so I honestly...
Other people have thrown this theory at me. I think it's more basic than that. I think the Democrats want to talk about anything other than their failed record. Everything he has touched has turned to garbage.
As the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border gets worse, the media is being kept from it.
An urgent crisis at the border. More than 10,000 men, women, and children flooding into Texas seeking asylum.
This is not just about the overall idea of leaving Afghanistan. This is about leaving hastily and ineptly.
If friends and foes alike are calling this withdrawal a fiasco.
First big inflation breaking news of 2022, year over year. Headline is up 7%. That is the highest since 1982.
Shoppers are also finding empty shelves at stores, which is reminiscent of the early days of the pandemic.
Up and down the aisles of this Whole Foods outside San Francisco.
A lot of produce was just out.
The average price of gas costing more than a dollar more per gallon since this time last year.
So we're just trying to curb spending in other areas so that we can afford to fill up our tanks.
Gas prices are up nearly 50%.
The latest COVID surge is setting new records, straining hospitals and causing more uncertainty.
Anxious Americans are standing in long lines and staring at empty shelves in the scramble for scarce COVID tests.
So he can't run on that.
Yep.
So he'll run on it. Go ahead.
His prophecy of the ultra MAGA Republicans being violent extremists will then become true, because think about it. All he talks about is January 6th and how we are a threat to democracy. So I thought of you. I thought of you because I know you have a very large fan base, and I also know that you have made it very clear that violence is never the answer. And I just think that it would be advantageous of you to tell your listeners just to not listen to this horrible rhetoric. I mean, we need to keep our eyes on the prize come November. We need to stay vigilant.
But remember, this is not their first go around playing this game. Remember, it was Barack Obama that said people in Pennsylvania were, you know, bitter Americans clinging to God, their guns, their Bibles, their religion. It was Hillary that called conservatives irredeemable deplorables. It was Peter Strzok that said, you know, I can smell smelly Walmart Trump supporters from here. So there is a certain contempt that Democrats in general have. There is a sanctimony here and a self-righteousness. They think that they're right. There are two types of Democrats. There are the true believers, and there are the ones that just want power. And I think you have a case that they are now in a position where they can't run on substance. And I would say to every single candidate, you have got to say it is the Biden-Fetterman ticket. It is the Biden-Warnock ticket. It is the Biden name your Democrat ticket. And I think if they do that, and then they talk about substance, and they talk about inflation and gas prices and the borders and energy independence and law and order and safety and security and about education and about schools and about America's role in the world, I think we'll be in a much better spot. The issue is you're not going to get help from the media, so you have to bypass the media and you have to go directly to the American people. And I think the American people already have concluded, and all the polls show it, that the Democrats in, what, less than 20 months have destroyed everything they inherited. And there's nothing that they can point to that they're successful at. But I will echo your claim. I don't support violence. And if people feel that they're being provoked towards such, They need to pull back and win the war in the arena of ideas and win the war at the ballot box, and that means to vote. That means to engage to the maximum level possible. That means I'm deputizing everybody. It is we will end up with the government we deserve, and we've got to take it seriously. I have been very hesitant to go along with these rosy Pollyannish predictions that this is going to be a wave election year. I'll tell you if it was a wave election year after Election Day. But as of now, assume that we're behind. Assume that we've got to fight hard to wrestle back the country from this radicalism that has taken over. That's my advice.
We have to stay steadfast, absolutely, especially because you just said they don't have anything to run on. And what happens when they don't have anything to run on, you can't have a constructive debate with someone. The last thing you want to do is insult them or resort to name calling. And if you want to convince someone you're right, calling them an idiot, like Biden did during his speech, or saying their opinion is stupid, just is not the way to go. It's not the way to do it.
Listen, you're saying one thing about being provoked. So most people in the audience know that I'm a student. I train in mixed martial arts. And when I've gone out in public, I've had incidences, if you want to call them that, where people try to provoke me. And the harder they try, the calmer I become, the more rational I become, the more accommodating I become. I seemingly let my guard down as a way of diffusing a situation. I'll do anything possible to get out of that situation. And I would just say you should never, ever allow other people to provoke you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. And that's very important because, you know, we can see what a few people can end up demonizing an entire movement. Like, for example, I thought, you know, look at what one bad cop, one bad apple did in the case of George Floyd. Look at what the results were. They were catastrophic. You know, rioting all over the country.
But every time you turn on the news now and watch Fox or even CNN or any sort of social media app, everyone's talking about the name calling. It's being thrown at us. And I honestly just want conservatives to stay fixated on our agenda. Our agenda is freedom. Our agenda is come November. And we cannot let anything derail us. His deranged speeches, that's all they are. Let him live up to his name of Divide and Biden. We do not need to deal with it.
It's backfiring, and people are not going to get sucked into this. I'm telling you, it is so transparent that his policies are failing, that there's the only way to get out of the spiral that he's taken us to is to change course. And the way to change course is to engage in the electoral process. And that means getting out and voting and contributing in any way you can. Maybe volunteering, maybe donating money, whatever it happens to be, whatever you're capable of doing. And you know what? Wait, we can have a happy night on election night, November 8th, and be very happy with the results we get. Or we could be defeated. Or it can be a mixed result night. All three are possible. But I'm only one vote here. Everybody's got to commit that this is important for the sake of our kids, our grandkids, and our country, and the world for that matter. Because so goes America, so goes the rest of the world. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. An amazing Hannity, 9 Eastern tonight on the Fox News Channel. We'll be joined by Larry Elder, Kellyanne Conway, Mark Meadows tonight, Senator Ron Johnson, Herschel Walker, Pete Hegseth, Pam Bondi. News you'll never get from the media mob. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity on Fox. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.